Stanisława Leszczyńska was born in 1896 in Łódź, Poland, and spent her early years in relatively peace, marrying, studying for a midwife certificate, and having raised four children, Sylvia, Bronisław, Stanisław, and Henryk. After the outbreak of World War II, they became involved in helping Jews. Stanisława welcomed several impoverished families, both Christian and Jewish, to rent living space in a home at very low prices. Her life was one of service as mother and midwife, and even more so when the Nazis invaded Poland. Stanisława and her children delivered food and false papers to those living in the Jewish ghetto in Łódź, but were caught by the Gestapo in early 1943. Stanisława and her daughter were sent to Auschwitz, and even though her husband and older son evaded capture, her husband was killed in the Warsaw Uprising 18 months later. Stanisława risked her life by presenting herself to a guard, showing him her credentials as a midwife and asking to serve the pregnant woman of the camp. During that time, she worked alone with no other midwife to relieve her. Witnesses say she seemed to go for days or even weeks without lying down. She delivered over 3,000 babies and provided care for their mothers. Despite the horrifying conditions of the camp, it seems that all the women and the children that Stanisława cared for survived the births. Even more astonishing, many of the women she cared for said they felt little to no pain in childbirth, though nearly all were entirely unmedicated. There were no clean bandages and no medication beyond a scant handful of aspirin tablets to be rationed each day among the 1,200 women in the infirmary. Her only tools were a pair of scissors. The facility was beyond filthy, and the women were already severely underweight. Trained as a midwife, Stanisława was often forced to provide the services of a physician as well, offering care she was not qualified to offer, simply because there was no other choice. At one point during her tenure there, two female physicians were also imprisoned, and Stanisława was sometimes able to call them for help. But largely, she was on her own in the face of unimaginable suffering. Stanisława had consecrated her career to the Blessed Mother, who had, it seems, been working overtime to intercede. She baptized children with water immediately after birth, each of them, regardless of whether the mother was a Christian or a Jew. For her, there was no difference. She saved every child. Even when she was told to kill the little ones, she refused. She was beaten, yet she still refused. She would not let the inhumanity of the camp change her. Truly, she said that each child felt, in her arms, like the Christ child. She reverenced each child as Christ, and each mother as the Blessed Mother in Bethlehem. These babies were born alive and stronger than anyone would have expected, but some 1,500 did not survive even their first day. Most of the babies were drowned, and afterwards had their bodies thrown in front of the apartment building, where it would be torn apart by rats. Even the mothers who were seriously ill and could not find the strength to move about had their noses, ears, fingers, and heels bit off by large rats. Despite the horrors that surrounded her, Stanisława continued to be a source of peace and hope in the camp, so much so that everyone in the camp began to call her Mother. She spoke calmly and kindly to all, even offering prayers or beginning to sing a hymn when the patients were overcome by terror or pain. She sang often, feeling that it was sometimes all she could do to help the woman and fit her prayers into the rhythm of her wildly overworked days. She prayed as she bustled from one bed to the next, inviting all the women in the infirmary to join in as she led them in prayers for 15 or even 30 minutes. She prayed during each birth, begging God for the life of mother and child and thanking Him afterward. Truly, however skilled she was as a midwife, her success was so astonishing that it seems it can only be attributed to 1,000 different miracles. When Auschwitz was liberated, Stanisława refused to leave until the Red Cross arrived. She delivered her last Auschwitz baby as the camp burned around her, set afire by fleeing guards in the face of the advancing Allied army. Stanisława stayed in the camp for over a week after it was liberated, caring for the sick all the while. She finally left with her daughter Sylvia on February the 2nd, making her way straight to a church where she could receive the sacraments she had been longing for. Remembering Auschwitz, she prayed over every child she delivered. On January the 27th, 1970, Stanislava attended an official celebration in Warsaw, where she met the women prisoners of Auschwitz and their grown-up children who had been born in the camp. Stanislava Leszczynska died on March 11, 1974, of intestinal cancer. Servant of God, Stanislava Leszczynska, pray for us.